Should Aussie musicians be paid a basic weekly income to ensure their financial stability and make sure that they keep making tunes, the tunes that we know and love? It's not just a hypothetical. After a pilot program in 2022, the Irish government has confirmed a basic income for the arts in their 2026 budget, which will see over 2,000 musicians, artists and creative arts workers paid a weekly stipend to support their craft. To discuss this topic, we're joined by 2SER producer, former host of Newfangled, Josh Ray, dialing in live from Ireland whilst on exchange in Galway, representing Irish Community Radio, Flirt FM, where he programs his new show, Music from Another Room. Welcome, Josh, back to the 2SER airwaves.
Thank you, Danny. It is nice to be here, as always.
Firstly, I have to ask, how does the Irish Community Radio scene compare to what we've got going on here at 2SER?
Galway is obviously a bit of a smaller place than Sydney, so there aren't as many options, but it's definitely teeming as much as it is in Sydney. I'm working here at Flirt FM, which is the National University of Ireland student radio station in Galway. Cool. And yeah, we've got heaps of, it plays 25% Irish music, which is, I mean, pretty similar to what we do there at 2SER and to what a bunch of other community radio stations do in Sydney.
Yep.
And there are so many good Irish artists, and it's so fun being around the station, just hearing people talk about all the Irish music and non-Irish music that they love. So yeah, I'd say it's pretty similar. There's passionate, that's for sure.
There's tons of passion here as well. Seeing as you're playing 25% of Irish music there on Flirt FM, does that mean you're discovering some awesome new bands and artists?
Yes, it does. It was a bit of a struggle at first, but I think I've gotten used to it. I mean, there's some artists that we all know, like Fontaines DC and Kneecap, who I did get to catch live a couple months ago, which was really fun. But I have to say, and this is another artist that is on kind of, you know, on everyone's lips at the moment, but I don't know, Danny, if you're familiar with CMAT.
Yes.
At all. She put out a new album this year, and it is one of my favorite albums of this year, if not of the decade so far. It's just so fun. And everyone is talking about her here in Ireland. Like, I feel like if I mention CMAT, someone would just roll their eyes, but you have to, I feel like it's right off your alley, Danny.
All right.
You really have to check it out.
Okay, then, good stuff. And what about you? What are you doing on your show there on Flirt FM in Galway? It's called Music from Another Room. What sort of stuff are you playing?
It's kind of a bit of an easy, I would call it an easy listening show, but I'm kind of trying to pull from, well, it's kind of that's the basic premise, but I'm kind of trying to pull from genres from all around the world. I've got a lot of Brazilian music, a lot of Spanish music, a lot of jazz that I'm kind of trying to dig deep and find. There's actually quite a few things that I've spotted on the 2SER rotation that Lachlan's uploaded in the last couple of months. Yeah, that's found its way into the rotation.
Well, I'll tell you what.
But it's kind of like music that I think I'd play if I was having, it's kind of like music that I thought I'd play if I was having dinner with my friends. That's kind of the vibe that I'm going for.
That's
music
nice.
From another room. So, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Seeing as you're checking out the 2SER playlist for what you're playing on there, we will do the same thing and check out the Flirt FM playlist to see if we can find any great new stuff to be played here on 2SER. Now, you're here today as a representative of the Irish government. Don't worry. No one needs to check any of the details on that. Can you tell us a little bit about this Irish Basic Income for the Arts scheme, how it works and who it's helping?
Yeah, so it was raised by the Irish government the other day, I think, in whatever their equivalent to, I don't know, question time or I don't know. I don't know what the processes they've got going on there, but pretty much I think since 2022, there's been some sort of scheme that supports artists, and that extends beyond just musical artists. I think it includes, you know, theatre productions and actors and what have you. But pretty much it was a kind of COVID era scheme that helped, you know, prop up those industries. But since then, they've now made it permanent in the last week. So I think as of next year, from September, Irish artists are eligible for a 325 euro either weekly or monthly payment, depending on, you know, a few conditions. And that kind of will help sustain the arts where they're otherwise not, you know, being supported. So good stuff.
Yeah, I reckon that sounds pretty awesome. I wouldn't mind if instituted something like that here. Do you think a sort of independent similar scheme to that in Australia would be a good thing? And what lessons could we learn from the Irish approach?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, 2SER obviously is one of the biggest supporters of local Aussie music, but I feel like the government should probably listen to some of its artists. I think Jack River, who is a singer from, I believe, Brisbane, I think she's been a big vocal supporter for supporting a scheme like that, which would get, you know, artists to kind of, yeah, have something, a leg to stand on, so to say, while they're touring around or making new music where it's otherwise not a very sustainable financial venture.
Yeah. This is great stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll keep an eye on that for you. You'll be there at Float FM in Galway for the next little while. Are you having your Christmas there, Matt?
I am. The semester ends on the 20th of July. I'm yet to see what I'll be doing afterwards. But the Christmas markets, I think, get started in the next few weeks. So I'm very keen for that. That's another thing that Australia should adopt. We should have Christmas markets. Better Christmas markets. Just saying.
I think we're just getting through our Halloween markets at the moment. But once we sorted that out, we'll be straight into the Christmas markets. Josh Ray, it is so wonderful to hear your voice again here on 2SER. I'm glad you're fighting the good fight there for community radio in Ireland, their Flirt FM in Galway. I'll put links to their website, and people can obviously catch up your show on demand.
They can. FlirtFM.com.
That sounds pretty awesome. Josh Ray, thank you so much for joining us. Well, let's chat again soon, if this time is all right for you to meet.
This time next week, if you want, Danny, I'll be here.
You're too kind.